An 80-acre patch of land in western Ohio becomes a farmer's fair every September, with 140,000 visitors coming to the Farm Science Review near London. They wander through rows and rows of vendor booths and tents in the summer heat, seeing and hearing about the latest in farming equipment, technology, products, services, and educational programs. And this year they were also talking about politics and their frustrations with the major party candidates for president. Grain farmer Don Jackson is from Waynesville in southwest Ohio and said he's voting for what he called the least of the worst.
We don't have a real good choice this year, do we? I'm a Republican, but I just have to shut my eyes this year and vote, I guess.
Hog farmer Dave Kreis is from Zanesville and said he's leaning toward Trump.
And do you say that as a farmer? Or do you say that?
I say that as a farmer, as a businessman, as an individual.
Is there anything particular that you like about what he's
saying? Well, he wants
about to
make our country strong again, support the military, and fight against the terrorists.
It's hard to find a farmer who's not voting Republican this year or most years, but they are out there. Dean McIlvain is an organic grain and beef farmer in West Salem in Wayne County, and he's voting for Clinton.
Farmers traditionally have been more conservative. But the more progressive farmers, I believe, are more democratic and supportive of more progressive platform, which Hillary has supported.
There are two main groups that speak for Ohio's farmers and agricultural industry. The larger is the Ohio Farm Bureau with 200,000 members, 60,000 of them farmers. Adam Sharp is the executive vice president of the Ohio Farm Bureau, which does not endorse presidential candidates. Sharp says one of the biggest issues to farmers is trade, since one in three rows of corn and soybeans grown in Ohio is exported.
There's a number of sectors out there that struggle with competition with China, and we buy a lot more products than we sell to them. But in the agricultural world, it's the opposite. What we don't want to do is shoot ourselves in the foot when we're talking about trade agreements. Many of these agreements have been working really well.
The Farm Bureau is seen as much more conservative than the smaller Ohio Farmers Union, which represents 4,000 farmers and consumers and tends to have a more progressive outlook. Joe Logan is the president of the Ohio Farmers Union and a farmer himself in Trumbull County. He agrees that trade is a huge issue, especially with Trump talking about a 25% tariff on all Chinese imports.
Tariff is, of course, the most blunt instrument of trade reconciliation. And I think farmers think that there's something wrong with our trade agreements currently, but a tariff is probably not the way to go.
Logan and Sharp agree that immigration is another big issue. Sharp at the Farm Bureau says farmers are also focused on taxes, property rights, water quality regulations, and food safety. Logan at the Farmers Union agrees on food safety, saying it's a component of national security, but he also adds in climate change. Back at the Farm Science Review, for every person who wanted to say who they would vote for, someone else didn't. Nancy Carter and Candy Bostick are friends from Woodstock in western Ohio and joked that they would write in their own names for president. Or Carter said she might vote for a third-party candidate.
And my husband says, well, you're just going to throw your vote away. Well, I'm going to throw it away either way you look at it. So
yeah.
I may as well throw it at something I might
what makes it
have a chance, really.
Yeah.
Several other people, perhaps in keeping with the independent streak that farmers are famous for, refuse to disclose who they will be voting for. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.